Good day, Audioboo people here, and Facebook and Twitter listeners alike. Here it's me with another Audioboo for this day, February 13th, 2012, 2013. This is actually the early, it's about 12:45 a.m. And I'm just going to do a boo here, coming in here, talk about the my assessment today for Assistive Devices Program, which here in Ontario is funded, paid for by the government, which helps people with disabilities obtain different devices for their daily assistance needs. And blind and visually impaired people and other users can receive computer equipment through them. And it's you're eligible for one every 5 years. And today, well, actually, technically yesterday on the 12th, I went to the CNIB in Hamilton for my equipment assessment, and I will be receiving a laptop computer with it'll have Windows 7 on it, and with Zoom text, and I should be probably getting that before too long. I've got all the paperwork here, just have to call various vendors and to get the equipment, which, as I said, the government, the Ministry of Health, through the Ontario government, pays for that. And from what I've been discussing with Chris over at CNIB, who mentioned that us here in Ontario has something, Quebec has a program similar to this, but it's something similar to that. And Alberta has what's called the STEP program, which I don't know a lot about that. I've just heard that people have gotten things. You get one, I don't know if there you get one piece of equipment or how that works. But anyway, it's not like the program here in Ontario where you get a computer. My last go was actually in 2006. Actually, I went for my assessment back on February 21st of 2006. And that's when I got my last laptop, which has since been which I've gave to my wife, actually, just last summer. And it was a really good unit even then. It was a Toshiba Satellite. I don't know which one I'll be getting this one, but of course it'll be a 64-bit. And as I said, we'll have Windows 7. And the way they do it now, they pay up to, I don't know what the amount is, $1,700, I think it's $1,800 and something for a laptop. And I think it used to be 4,000 something, but it's gone down to 1,700. And I think it's because a lot of the laptops are much cheaper than they were a long time ago. And so they do that, and then they also include the cost of a printer as well, and also some productivity software, be it Word or the whole Microsoft Office or something like that. I would probably just get the Microsoft Word because I don't need the whole Office suite because I don't ever use any of it. So I probably would just get that. And so Zoom Text, it'll probably be version 10, which is out now. And which Zoom Text, for anyone that doesn't know, is screen magnification software. I thought about possibly getting a Mac, but before I make the plunge into a Mac, I'd actually try one out. And at the assessment center at the CNIB in Hamilton, there were no Macs available to try. So I opted for Windows, and because I was also familiar with it, and Chris knew, because I've dealt with him previously, and I seem to be quite knowledgeable with computers, he suggested I stick with it. Now, Windows 8, which is coming out, the ministry, the ADP program does not fund that yet. They can't put that on the computers yet, so they won't pay for that. Now, whether I upgrade later on is my choice, but I'm not so sure I'd want Windows 8 because it's very different. And but Windows 7, I've seen screenshots in that before. So that's what likely I'd be getting. At this point, I'm not getting a scanner right now, like the reading component, which is also part under the program too. That can be obtained separately. I can go anytime now to get that. So I don't know what I'll get, whether I get a the Kurzweil or Open Book, or what I will get between like now and in the future. because I don't really read much, so I don't really need anything, really. Like mail, I just get like letters, and I do have a magnifier that I could use in a pinch if need be. So I would just use that. It's an Optilec magnifier, and that's doesn't hold the charge long, but when it's charged up, it does work. I do have to lean down a bit and look, but it does meet my needs. So there you have it. And so, yes, I've been dealing with the ADP program, which I think started in the 1980s. And that's when I had an Apple IIe computer that I was talking about in my previous audio boo about the computer, about sort of the computer history. So that's the current standing on how that is here. And so with that said, I will wrap this up, and time's drawing close. So I will see everybody next audio boo. Take care, everyone, and God bless.